You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Where I live, I had no access to the Nuggets game last night. So all I could do as I was going to bed was grab my phone and check scores. And at one point I checked and it was halftime and the Nuggets are down by 15. And so I just set my phone down and shut the light off. I was like, all right, well, maybe they can storm back. Maybe. Those of you who, like me, shut something off or gave up and went and did something else, man, did you miss some excitement?
Yeah, that's what happened last night with my son, I guess. I was talking to Nick Nag before I left today, and she's like, oh, yeah, he got all pissed off and shut it off, said, oh, they're going to lose. I was like, well, this is going to be a good little lesson today when I talk to him that you play until the last second and you give it your all because this is what happens.
So
good,
things,
right?
When I woke up this morning, as I grabbed my phone and I'm looking at the score, and I was like, "Oh, they came back!"
They did.
And you know, it was a buzzer beater. It's like the most one of the more exciting plays in all of sports is the buzzer beater to win a basketball game. I mean, the ball is in the air when the buzzer sounds and then swishes through. You know what's funny, too? I was thinking about this, is that our secret word yesterday for the tickets that we gave away, or one of the pairs of tickets, the word was swish.
And that's what happened.
And boom, that's what Jamal Murray delivered, a swish at the buzzer. And then the mob scene around him, his fellow players just dived.
I was actually concerned for him because, I mean, there was so much of a dog pile going on. And I was like, this, careful, don't hurt the guy. He's still got to play a few more games, you know. But they, like, truly, the entire team was on top of him, you know, which might have been a fantasy for him. I don't know. But,
what fun for the crowd, you know, and we got a bunch of Mix 100 listeners who won tickets from us yesterday, and I would just say to you, you're welcome for that thrilling moment. Mm-hmm. Mix 100 set that up for you so you'd have something you could talk about for the rest of your life. It was really funny. There's all sorts of different, you know, photos of that shot, and you know, Jamal way up in the air, you know, and Anthony Davis of the Lakers with his hand extended trying to block it. I mean, they're really classic photos. You said you posted one of these? Is that right?
I threw one on my personal Facebook page, so you can look me up on there and find it. But yeah, my comment was just look at the faces. I mean, the shot is obviously cool with Jamal up in the air taking the shot, but I love just scanning the crowd and look at everyone's anticipation.
And from all the different angles that I saw of different pictures, there's one of them that I loved and I laughed out loud because you see all of the players just, you know, rapt attention at this shot that's going off. And in the stands behind the players, all of these people, their eyes glued, except one guy who's turned looking another direction.
Oh, no. I missed it.
I love when I saw it. I think he might be trying to look up to see the scoreboard.
Could
see
be.
How much time is left or something. But, I mean, the thing, the play is right in front of him. And he's turned and he's looking somewhere else as the shot is leaving his hand. I'm like, that's funny to be in that moment right there and you don't see it.
Completely miss it. Yeah. It's a hell of a shot and a hell of a video. I mean, the video, the end there, the video is everywhere this morning on social. So if you're on any sort of, you know, Facebook or Instagram, you're going to see it this morning. It's just so fun. And the crowd, you're right, man. The crowd at the end, unlike anything I've ever seen.
So, you know... Is we were talking on the show yesterday about, you know, a town rallying around a team. And it really is interesting to see the joy that comes about from something like that. And I'm one of those, and I'm a huge sports fan. Like, you're not generally a sports fan.
No, but I'm loving this.
But you've been really sucked into this.
I really have.
Especially because your son, right? I mean,
Absolutely.
He's a big fan.
Yeah.
And it's fun to get caught up in it. And sometimes I feel like our country gets a little too sports obsessed and we put players up on a pedestal that sometimes they don't necessarily deserve. But you got to admit, in a case like this, it just creates such a bonding of people in a community together that it's, even if you're not a fan, you could be listening right now saying, I don't give a damn about basketball. That's cool. I respect that. But at the same time, you can't deny that what this does is it just, like, infects a community with joy.
Oh, yeah, and the thousands of people in those seats. You know, I was extremely impressed that, you know, you get that many people in one room together, and it ends like that, and there's such adrenaline and excitement amongst everybody that everybody stayed in their seats. Like, I don't know how... The self-control of everyone just not rushing the court in that stadium is very impressive to me, that everyone was well-behaved and just didn't flip their you-know-what at the very end. So, it's really neat to see, man. It's a lot of fun. And
it's cool for the city.
It's great for the city.
And it's even better for our company because our company, Slapshot Broadcasting, owns the Nuggets. So it's kind of like our family.
Everybody's happy here for sure.